Let us speak about having your own voice and what you may be feeling about that now. The times, as you well understand, are completely out of balance, and you are seeing that reflected in almost every part of your world. There is very little that is secure, and there is a great deal of fear. And we would like to talk to you about moving past any fear you might have without exposing yourself to some of the craziness. That balance is sometimes difficult to achieve, but the fear achieves nothing. So when we are thinking about this, let us think about the power of love. Let us think about looking at the situations where we can love or situations where we can be loved. And having that rise above any of the other things that might be going on. There are things in your country that are very, very good. The protests are loving protests, and they are protests against something that wants to take away your freedom. As your spiritual consultants, the thing we most want you to have beside love is freedom. Because how do you become yourself if you are cowering in your own life, if you are hiding, if you are shutting yourself down? You cannot be who we intended for you to be and who you intended for you to be. So, once again, probably avoiding the news is still a very wise thing to do because there is a great deal of craziness. But there is something rather joyful about the protest against what is happening. Some of it has humor in it. A lot of it has love in it. And it is not going against the dark force. You are not fighting Voldemort here. You are becoming who you are, and you are adding your love and your energy to the world in a time when it is most needed. So every time you see something that goes into that fear-based part of what is going on now, you do not need to stay with it long. You look at it and then move immediately to something that you love or to someone that you love, something that will bring you back into center, something that will remind you of who you really are and that who you really are is actually more important than the nonsense that is going on, no matter how strange it is. We certainly keep up. We do not watch the news, but we have a sense of what is going on. And you have something coming up this week that is what we would call a joyful, loving protest. And it is on this Saturday, and it is around all of you. And it would be a wonderful thing to do, because there's going to be joy in it. There's going to be a joining together of people to hold up love and hold up the power of how rightness can happen, even in the face of unrightness. So this is a thing that we feel very encouraged about. Can you change the nature of what is going on? You cannot. But you can make your nature more loving, more joyful, and you can bring that nature together with other people who are doing that same thing. And you can make a tremendous difference in the energy of how things are going from now on into the future. It is joy and love that will overcome. And it will leave a lot of what you are seeing in your world behind you. and that movement is already started. So we want you to be hopeful in the positive way, and we want you to be loving in the powerful way, because that love is what you are going to need to carry you forward. Now, there is a certain irony here we believe you're all familiar with, which is that your own life and the challenges of your own life continue to be there. You continue to have to deal with them, to know about them, and even in your own life, maybe particularly in your own life, it is not a time to go to fear. Whenever you feel inclined to go that way, remember that fear is the enemy. It does not solve anything. It does not inform anything. It does not make anything better. It is the impulse. But when you can understand that you have the ability to use another option, you have the ability, when fear is calling you, you have the ability to go to love. And when you do that, that is how the important things in life are always healed. That is how the important things in life are always solved, because love opens things. Fear closes things. So you have quite an interesting challenge here. Your own life, the issues that you are working on, the questions that you may have about your life, and then you have virtually insanity rolling in the political realm and in the world. And so when we are looking at our lives, we do not simply want to know about love. We want to love. And we want to love when it seems that there is no place for love, because there is a place for love. And in that place, that is where we want to live. That is where we want to act. That is where we want to be. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the love all around you and breathe in the love. Exhale the fear. Find yourself on a golden road and feel the energy of that road as you walk on it, as it fills you with that golden light. And see ahead of you that there is a fence, and the fence crosses the road. And when you come to the fence, you have choices. You can push through the fence if you wish to do that. You can walk around the fence and rejoin the road. Or you can look at the fence and send it back where it belongs. And you do that by looking at the fence and telling it to return to the place where it came from, because it does not belong on your path. And when you've made your choice about what you do, continue to walk on the golden road and feel that the golden road begins to rise. And you walk down the road and you find that there is a great deal of water that is running across the road. And you have choices. Since you don't know how deep the water is, you can take a pole and place it in the water to get the depth of the water. And if it is not deep, then of course you can walk across it. Or, if you are concerned about the depth of the water, you can put a boat on the water and row across the water to the other side and come back to the golden road. And step on the road and continue. And you proceed upward on the golden road. And across the road, you see a gray spinning energy that is the gray of doubt, of not believing in yourself or what is good for you. And you see it in a swirling path on the road. And you have choices. You can look at it and say, I understand doubt, and that we all have it from time to time. And we have the ability to release it. So you look at the doubt and you say to the doubt, I release you to wherever you came from, to whatever teaching, whatever happened in my past that caused me to doubt. I'm sending you back to the place you came from. And then you step on the golden road and you continue to walk. And notice that you are stronger with everything that you pass. These are not things that are intended to hinder you. They are things that are intended to strengthen you. And you walk on the golden road. And the golden road takes you into your own heart center and lights up your heart with its beauty. And you proceed on the golden road in your heart as it moves you upward to a place of joy. And you feel the energy of joy fill your heart. And know that with every smile you smile, the universe is happy. And you move upward and there are blessings in the air around you that you breathe in. But the golden road takes you to the place of the gift. And you rest your mind and you know your gift. Now notice that your teacher has come to be here with you. Receive your teacher's blessing. And thank your teacher for being here with you. and turn and come back down the road, breathing in the blessings. And the road keeps you in your heart and brings you back to the place where you started. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. And when you've grounded in your body,